Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Most great archaeological discoveries involved a lot of digging, and sometimes a little luck. But Jason Ur, a professor of anthropology at Harvard University, explains that future archaeologists may begin their quests at a computer screen.
We all know what archaeologists do, right? They dig holes in the ground to recover material evidence for how people lived in the past. That's mostly true, but there are some questions that just can't be answered with a hole in the ground. Some really important ones, like how the first cities came about, or how humans changed their environments in the past. Here, we need different methods, like archaeological survey, in which archaeologists scour a region for traces of ancient settlements. This is a difficult task, especially when you're pinned to the ground, so archaeologists have made use of aerial photographs and satellite imagery. Remote sensing in archaeology is not new, and virtual globes like Google Earth now allow literally anyone to be a survey archaeologist. But staring at aerial images on a screen is slow and highly subjective. For this reason, I teamed up with Dr. Bjørn Menza, an MIT computer scientist. We're interested in the history of human settlement in ancient Mesopotamia, presently in Iraq and Syria. This region saw the world's first towns, cities, states, and empires. Bjørn and I used 160 images from NASA's Aster satellite. Based on the locations of some known sites, he created a digital signature for ancient places. We then turned the computer loose on 8,500 square miles. It returned the locations of almost 10,000 places, about 20 times more than we previously knew about. When we checked it against a second set of known sites, the digital signature proved to be very accurate. The world's cultural heritage is threatened as never before by modern development, and we can't protect sites that we don't know about. Archaeology must continue to develop new methods such as these if we are to keep up.
That was Harvard University's Jason Ur. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Shoes full of sand. Check out the tack. The name is Caveman. Take it off.